Editor's note. The following story has been updated from its original version after charges against one of the accused were stayed in court. News release. Toronto Police Service. Members of the Toronto Police Service Human Trafficking Enforcement Team commenced an investigation into a human trafficking occurrence. It is alleged that a woman met a man on an online dating site, and he invited her to a party. Once at the party, the woman was sexually assaulted by two men. The female victim was then trafficked into the sex trade. She was transported to various hotels in the Greater Toronto area and throughout Ontario. She turned over all her earnings to the man as she was fearful for her life. The man threatened to kill the victim if she ever left. She was shown firearms as an element of control and intimidation. After a few months, the victim was turned over to the second man who had sexually assaulted her at the party. He continued to traffic her in the sex trade. The first man continued to maintain control over the victim. He directed her to turn over her earnings to his mother. The man's mother accepted money from victim, with full knowledge that all the money received was the result of the victim working for her son in the sex trade. A third man, an associate of the first man, procured the victim to work for him, and when his attempt was unsuccessful, he sexually assaulted the victim on two separate occasions. Another woman assisted in the transportation of the victim and disposing of the firearms, which were shown to the victim. With the assistance of the Toronto Police Service Marine Unit, officers located two firearms and a conducted energy weapon from Lake Couchiching alleged to have been used to maintain control over the victim. On Friday, May 17, 2019, investigators from the Toronto Police Sex Crimes Human Trafficking Enforcement Team, along with the assistance of members from the Toronto Police Emergency Task Force and Barrie Police Service, executed two criminal code search warrants in Barrie. As a result, on Friday, May 17, 2019, Tapiwa Musara, 27, of Barrie, was arrested. He has been charged with trafficking in persons by recruiting, financial, material benefit trafficking in persons, procuring, exercising control, material benefit from sexual services, advertising another person's sexual services, sexual assault, assault, uttering threats, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose. He was scheduled to appear in court on Wednesday, May 29, 2019, at Toronto West Courts, at 10 a.m. On Friday, May 17, 2019, a 54-year-old Barrie woman was arrested. She has been charged with material benefit from sexual services, obstruct police. She was scheduled to appear in court on Tuesday, May 21, 2019, at Toronto West Courts, at 10 a.m. On Friday, May 17, 2019, Anya Brown, 38, of Barrie, was arrested. She has been charged with material benefit from sexual services, accessory after the fact, two counts of store firearm carelessly, two counts of possess restricted firearm without holding a license, two counts of possess restricted firearm knowingly not holding a license, possession of weapon dangerous to public peace, possess firearm with altered serial number, two counts of occupy motor vehicle with firearm. She was scheduled to appear in court on Tuesday, May 21, 2019, at Toronto West Courts, at 10 a.m. On Saturday, June 22, 2019, Devon Nolan, 30, of Toronto, was arrested. He has been charged with procuring CC 286.3.1, two counts of sexual assault. He was scheduled to appear in court on Monday, June 27, 2019, at Toronto West Courts, at 10 a.m. On Tuesday, June 25, 2019, Stephen Myers, 28, of Barrie, was arrested. He has been charged with trafficking in persons by recruiting, financial, material benefit trafficking in persons, procuring, exercising control, material benefit from sexual services, advertising another person's sexual services, sexual assault, 2 counts of uttering threats, unauthorized possession of a firearm, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose. He was scheduled to appear in court on Thursday, June 27, 2019, at Toronto West Courts, at 10 a.m. Police are concerned there may be more victims. Police would like to encourage all affected individuals to come forward and report human trafficking occurrences to police. We want to make sure that everyone has access to support services and an exit strategy, regardless of their decision to proceed criminally. Anyone with information is asked to contact police at 416-808-7474, Crime Stoppers anonymously at 416-222-TIPS, 8477, online at www.222tips.com. Online on our Facebook, leave a tip page, or text TOR and your message to Crimes, 274637. Download the free Crime Stoppers mobile app on iTunes, Google Play or BlackBerry App World. Human trafficking means every person who recruits, transports, transfers, receives, holds, conceals or harbors a person, or exercises control, direction or influence over the movements of a person, for the purpose of exploiting them or facilitating their exploitation, for a sexual purpose or a forced labor purpose. Victims can be men, women or children, can be Canadian citizens, and can be moved across local, provincial or national borders. They can be coerced through violence or the threat of violence against family and friends. The Human Trafficking Enforcement Team of Sex Crimes is dedicated to investigating these crimes against vulnerable members of society. For more information, please visit the Sex Crimes website.